Climate and disaster risk experts say the Asia-Pacific region faces rising costs from storms and disasters often tied to climate change, creating new challenges for regions as they try to prepare and recover from such events. Ron Corbin reports the warning comes as Thailand and the Philippines attempt to bounce back from recent disasters and the region gets ready to mark the 7th anniversary of the devastating 2004 Indonesian earthquake and tsunami. Text. The backhoe lifts piles of discarded rubbish left from flood-stricken homes and businesses in the Mung Ek community on the outskirts of Bangkok. The community in Pathum Thani province was hard hit during the recent floods, with waters of up to 2 metres inundating the area for over 6 weeks. On a drive through, the community is a scene of devastation. Furniture and wall panels lay discarded as people go about cleaning up from the most severe floods in Thailand in over 50 years. On Saturday, Bangkok Governor Sukhumban Parapatra was reported to have declared that the floodwaters have receded from the area. But for communities such as Mung Ek, recovery remains a distant goal, says Choran Likit Ratanapon, Dean of Agriculture at Rajamangala University of Technology campus at Mung Ek.
I think this is long term because we have to reorganize and some part is already totally damaged. So it takes maybe 1 or 2 years to recover it again. Someone cannot be open again. Because of that, we say that they have to recover or we have to invest again for the furniture or everything, for equipment, for cooking, for everything that I think they cannot come back. Some of them cannot come back.
Nationally, almost 800 lives were lost from Thailand's floods, with an economic toll close to $45 billion. A state economic think tank says 1 million people are now unemployed as thousands of small businesses and several industrial estates try to revive themselves. The United Nations says the 5 months of floods across Thailand, Cambodia, Laos and Vietnam affected a population of up to 20 million people. This week, the Philippine regions of Cagayan de Arroyo and Iligan are recovering from a tropical storm that officially left 1,000 dead, but with media reports putting the toll much higher. The United Nations says more than 300,000 people were displaced and are now dependent on outside emergency assistance. These tragedies come as Asia prepares to mark the 7th anniversary on Monday of the 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami. The tragedy claimed over 230,000 lives across 14 countries, making it one of the deadliest natural disasters in history. Bichit Ratakun from the Bangkok-based Asian Disaster Preparedness Center says despite lessons from 2004, the region remains ill-prepared to cope with natural disasters.
Asia prepare? The answer from my point of view is no. Even though some of the improvement has been going on for the last few years, since tsunami 2004, but still a long way to go. Compare with the more of the violent situation may take place into the future, the climate change due to the global warming.
The World Bank says the Asia-Pacific region bears the brunt from natural disasters, accounting for 80% of lives lost globally. Economic losses from disasters are also rising exponentially as more infrastructure is affected. The bank, in a recent report, warned the number of people likely to be exposed to natural disasters by 2050 will double to 1.5 billion people, with 200 million in India alone. Amit Jaya, Joint Secretary of India's Natural Disaster Management Authority, says growing uncertainties arising from climate change means many nations may find past disaster mitigation measures inadequate.
From the Indian point of view, there is no definite point at which we can say that we are fully prepared because the ferocity of disasters and the unpredictability is increasing, and therefore the traditional preparedness measures which were adequate 10 or 20 years back do not seem so adequate now.
The World Bank, which is collaborating with the Indian government, says urban areas are vulnerable and has recommended building and maintaining sound infrastructure and public services as key steps to reduce the risks from future natural disasters. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
This, I think this is long term because we have to reorganize, and then some part is already totally damaged. Mm. So it takes maybe 1 or 2 years to recover it again. Someone cannot be open again because of that. We say that they have to recover, or we have to invest again for the furniture or everything, for equipment, for cooking, for everything that I think they cannot come back. Some of them cannot come back.
Asia prepare? The answer from my point of view is no. Even though some of the improvement has been going on for the last few years, since tsunami 2004, but still a long way to go compared with the more of the violent situation may take place into the future, the climate change due to the global warming.
From the Indian point of view, there is no definite point at which we can say that we are fully prepared, because the ferocity of disasters and the unpredictability is increasing, and therefore the traditional preparedness measures which were adequate 10 or 20 years back do not seem so adequate now.